Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast. I'm your host, Business Management Editor Nicole Crocky. Today, we will be speaking with Andy Heinz, Distribution Channel Development Manager at the Sportland Division of Parker Hannifin, about the grand opening of its new refrigeration system training center. Welcome, Andy. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Nicole?
I am great as well. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
Before we get started, can you please introduce yourself to our listeners and share a little bit about your background?
Sure. So my name is Andy Heinz. I'm the Distribution Channel Development Manager here for the Sportland Division of Parker Hannifin. I'm a licensed engineer. I have an MBA. I've been with Sportland for nearly a decade now and held various positions in sales, product management, and strategic pricing for both the commercial and the industrial refrigeration industry segments. And a large part of my role here at Sportland involves their distributor training program.
Okay. Well, I understand Sportland just opened a new state-of-the-art refrigeration system training center. Can you tell me a little bit about it? What makes this training center state-of-the-art?
Sure. We just had the grand opening of our training center last month. Our new training center is over 1,600 square feet and split into two segments, a classroom and a workshop. The classroom has a brand new conference tables with built-in computers, all connected to our centralized server where we can access different programs like the Sportland Selection Program and our Chill Skills online courses. The classroom also has a built-in kitchen for convenience, wall-mounted show-quality product cutaways, and it overlooks Sportland's distribution center so the participants can view our distribution center operations. The workshop area is probably my favorite part of the training center. It features lots of diamond plate accents, a rugged epoxy floor, and several teardown rebuild stations. The shop area also has a live refrigeration system that we use to troubleshoot various system malfunctions. You know, another great benefit of the workshop is that it has a large window that overlooks our state-of-the-art supermarket test lab. Our test lab features two full-size supermarket racks in both medium temperature and low temperature, which are available should questions arise.
So why did Sportland decide to open this new training center?
Well, the whole idea behind opening the training center is that our distribution channel partners felt Sportland had the expertise to really fill a niche of refrigeration system application training in the industry. Since Sportland manufactures refrigerant flow control products for basic to advanced refrigeration systems, we have acquired a great deal of application knowledge on the principles of how these refrigeration systems operate. We recognize that technical training is paramount to today's service technician with the advent of new refrigerants that ultimately drive new system designs.
Tell me more about the different kinds of training that is being offered there.
Well, the new training center is designed to facilitate technical training on today's modern refrigeration systems by offering both classroom and hands-on, you know, teardown rebuild activities. Sportland's knowledgeable staff consists of product managers, sales engineers, design engineers, and even on-site technicians. Currently, we offer the Sportland Specialist Training Program, which is an advanced three-day event consisting of classroom learning, hands-on product teardown and rebuild sessions, Sportland Product Selection Program training, manufacturing plant, and test lab tours. And really, the goal of this training program is to dive deep into the technical aspects of refrigerant flow control devices and their application within the refrigeration system.
Well, that sounds pretty intense. What qualifications does a participant need to have to be eligible for this program?
Well, most of the participants that we have or that we see have more than 15 years of industry experience in various capacities, and many of them have worked as service technicians in the field or have been instructors themselves. We do require the successful completion of our Chill Skills online training program as a prerequisite just to make sure that no one is left behind during the training course. Once the training program is complete, the Sportland specialist will have the knowledge and the tools to tackle most refrigeration troubleshooting questions, which really makes them indispensable to the service technicians.
Can you tell me more about the hands-on training?
Absolutely. We feel that refrigeration system application training really can't solely take place in a classroom setting. This is why we made the decision early on to include a workshop area in our training center. The workshop area consists of teardown rebuild stations for disassembling various Sportland products, as well as conducting various retrofit exercises where we convert a traditional mechanical evaporator pressure regulator into the new electronic evaporator pressure regulator. We also have activities centered on troubleshooting some of our most complex valves, usually by giving the participants a field return valve and allowing them to disassemble it to find the root cause of the failure. Our new workshop area also has a live refrigeration system where we can simulate different system malfunctions that most technicians might discover in the field. We can then go back to the root cause of the malfunction and walk the participants through the process of finding it.
Okay, well, that's definitely interesting. Was there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners today?
Well, you know, Sporland has a rich history of training the HVRC industry since our inception in 1934. All of our training focuses on refrigeration system applications and troubleshooting for service technicians, distribution channel partners, and original equipment manufacturers. In recent years, we've expanded our training to reach more of the industry by offering chill skills online courses, an updated one-day supermarket seminar, and the advanced three-day Sporland specialist training program. This recent investment in our new training center represents the commitment Sporland has to educating the industry, and we look forward to uncovering additional training opportunities in the future.
Well, thanks again for joining us today, Andy. We really appreciate your time.
No, thank you.
That concludes this week's Newsmakers Podcast. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to join us for all of our Newsmakers Podcasts, which are available to download for free each Friday on iTunes. For more information on the news, visit us at achrnews.com.